Good morning, I'm James Lake and this is the Fifi, Fev and Nick Bulletin. Netflix made a huge announcement this week, a brand new reality series following influencers in the coastal town of Byron Bay, but perhaps they should have gone with the popular destination of Noosa.
Byron or Noosa?
Noosa.
I'm a Noosa. I think I am too. Nick?
Noosa's got the RSL right on the beach.
How good is that joint? We can see Lenny in Noosa.
Did you really? Yep. That's beautiful.
Melbourne Cup, big win on the punt, went home. Baby.
Didn't expect that when I was talking about a new Netflix documentary.
The Melbourne International Comedy Festival is in full swing and one comedian really struggling to move on from lockdown is Judith Lucy.
And you know, the interesting thing was I was shaving my face, but I let, from the neck down, I let everything go.
Yeah,
I
mean, if you'd seen... More werewolfy?
Oh, it was a jungle. I was storing carbon. I was doing my bit for the environment. I really was. I mean, if you'd see what was happening underneath my arms, it's like if I popped some googly eyes and a couple of groovy beanies down there, you would have thought I had a couple of hipsters, you know, just held hostage under my arms.
Scientists this week in the UK have tried to answer the question whether the size of your head affects your intelligence. Radio hosts Fifi, Fev and Nick conducted their own experiment on air.
Nick, it is now official. You have a big head.
How many centimetres? 61.
Right. Nick, your head is bigger than
Fev's. Massive. Yeah.
There was another element to this that really should factor in, and that is the weight of your heads.
Yes.
So we've got some scales in the studio. Should we start with Fev? What does Fev's head weigh?
2.5 kilograms.
Okay. Nick Cody, on the scales, what are we looking at?
It's 5.2.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding?
It's 5.2, yeah.
I don't know what this result means. I'm concerned now, though.
Obviously, got nothing in my head. That's the problem.
Oh, Easter egg head Fev over there.
Hello, Life Creamery in the coastal town of Apollo Bay has made the news this week after releasing a controversial flavour of ice cream.
They are making Vegemite ice cream, and I don't even need to taste it.
No.
I don't want to.
No.
Have they, like, thought, well, salted caramel's kicked off. What about all the salt?
And in their defence, could this be one of those things where you go, because you said this to me, Fev, Vegemite and avocado, it doesn't feel like it's going to be right,
it's
but
best.
It's right. Yeah, but maybe this is the same.
That's disgusting.
It sounds disgusting, but there could be something to it.
Let's try it. How do we get it?
We'd have to go to Apollo Bay.
Nah.
I don't have time today.
With the government's vaccine rollout plan up in the air, all eyes are on the latest approval ratings for the Prime Minister, with word on the street that a famous footballer is eyeing off the job.
In the studio here, who would make the best president?
I wouldn't. I'm dumb as dog poo.
Popular, though.
And I already know his slogan. I'll be kicking goals for Australia. I'll be kicking goals for the economy.
Snagfest.
Snags. Your whole campaign, you'd have all the sausage sizzles.
Let the loosh on the loose.
I mean...
Yeah, maybe not.
Vodafone users suffered over the weekend after an outage left their phones unusable for hours. Unfortunately, comedian Nick Cody couldn't use this as an excuse. You used to call me
on my cell phone. Yesterday, after the show, Fev, you and I were speaking to each other whilst we were in the Burnley Tunnel, Nick.
And my phone must be broken. I didn't get a call.
Well, you're on the pushy, so it's hard to talk.
You can't talk and ride.
I can talk in between Deliveroo.
And that's it from the newsroom. For more Fifi, Fev and Nick, grab the podcast from the Listener app. And as Fifi always says,
push the little daisies and make them come up.